So just recently, I guess this app, this game has been released called Pokemon Go. Now, some of you might be young enough, or some of you who have had parent children, know that the Pokemon, I guess, was like one of those, sort of role play card games, and there was television series. But I guess with this new Pokemon Go, using like your cell phone with a GPS, it brings you different places, and apparently, if you do right, you get to collect these little, pretend little creatures, and even on your phone, I guess little things show up, and you can pretend to take pictures of them. Which, I mean, I guess if and nothing else, it's getting kids off the couch this summer, walking around, and which I think for the most part, it's a distraction. I think for the most part, distractions aren't a bad thing. Sometimes, when we're getting a little bit stressful, I'm one of those people that, it's like have something that we like to do to take, give our minds a rest. Sometimes it's maybe binge watching a television series. Other times, maybe, you do needlecraft or cooking. But all this is really good to give our minds a little bit of rest. We even hear in the Bible at times where Jesus goes off and takes a little bit of a break. But I was reading more and more of these stories of Pokemon Go, and you're thinking these people are not only giving their minds, rest. They're getting so distracted. Well, I mean, I've witnessed people walk into telephone poles with their cell phones before. But with this Pokemon Go, people have actually been walking off of piers and cliffs. And there even was a report of somebody trespassing, inadvertently trespassing, and getting a wheel shot out of his car, tire shot out of their car, because they didn't realize they were on somebody's property because they were too busy, paying attention to the phone and becoming blind to everything around them. And that's, where the whole idea of sometimes we leave our distractions make us blind. Sometimes it's sort of a physical blindness, sometimes it's emotional, and other times it's a spiritual blindness. We can use a lot of things, I think, as distractions in a negative manner, such as our work. And sometimes we get distracted by what was supposed to be a good thing. I can remember numerous times hearing my grandmother, who decided on holidays everybody had to show up. And then lament afterwards how she didn't get a chance to enjoy anything because she was too busy doing everything. Never asking anybody to help, but she'd get. And I think sometimes we do that in our own lives, like we see in today's gospel, where we have Martha, who welcomes Jesus into her house. She understands a little bit of who Jesus is. Martha and Mary are the sisters of Lazarus, the man whom Jesus, raised from the dead. We know that Mary has an idea of who Jesus is from that story alone, because at that time Martha said, tells Jesus that she knows that he's the resurrection. But here Martha invites Jesus into her house, and instead of rejoicing in the idea that this person whom she either understands or at least suspects to be the Messiah is sitting in her own house, she's busy working, she's distracted, her mind's full of worry about getting everything just right. But her sister is sitting at the foot of Jesus, listening to him teach, acting like a student. And of course, Martha starts getting upset about this. Now, I'm sure there are some social reasons behind this, because in that society, women did not sit at the feet of men who weren't of their family. Instead, they stayed in another part of the room or outside of the room and only interacted with they were serving or something like that. And generally, women weren't taught by men. The whole idea that a woman would have done something scholarly would have been kind of outside of their experience. And but you have here Mary is sitting there listening to Jesus teaching like a student. And you have Martha who's probably a little bit at this, that her sister's probably being inappropriate, also is a little resentful because here she's trying to get dinner on the table and her sister isn't helping her. And she complains finally to Jesus. She tells Jesus to tell Mary to come help her. And we have this part where Jesus talks to Martha. And I mean, there's different ways you can read it. Some people think of it as more of a condescending kind of way, but I think Jesus really was feeling a lot of compassion to Martha when he's telling her that she was too busy being worried, that she was too distracted. She was wanting to make sure everything around was perfect instead of paying attention to what was truly important. That she was so busy trying to make things right for her guest, she ignored the fact that she had a guest to begin with. And it wasn't just any guest. It was this Messiah who's teaching her the good news. Now, as I said, nothing wrong with some distraction. Sometimes distraction is very healthy, especially when we're in a time when it seems like, you know, I almost thought we were going to go through a week without any tragedy, and then you hear about the truck in France. And so it's really easy at this time with one tragedy after another to, you know, to want, you know, to shut down, to distract ourselves from it, to even become maybe a little bit blind to it. And in some degrees, we need a little bit of that in our lives. We need to separate ourselves once in a while. But we have to be careful not to be so distracted in which we ignore what we are called to do. This call by Christ to proclaim the good news. In other words, to share the love of God with others. That we have to pay attention to what is truly important. To not get all worried about details, but sometimes ask ourselves, what is truly important right now? What is it that God is calling me to do in this instance? Is God calling me to act? Is God calling me to pray? Sometimes is God just asking me to just wait? But we have to be aware, to allow ourselves to know, to be concerned. Now, I always think about those of you who are parents and those of you who raise or teach children. And I know those of you, especially when they're younger, you know, would love to have just a few moments to be distracted and away from them. But I know your minds are never, ever completely, you know, separated from your children. And in ways, that's a little bit of what it is for us. You know, sometimes we take little breaks. But it's never totally separates us from what Christ is calling us to do or from our relationship with Christ. So, brothers and sisters, as I said, take time out of your lives to pray, to meditate, to play. Relax at times, but at the same time, don't avoid. A lot is going on, and Christ is calling us to act in this world. The world is up in an upheaval, but then again, I get thinking about it. Has there been ever time it really hasn't been in upheaval? I think sometimes we realize it more and more because, I was thinking about, they were talking about in the 60s, I think it was CBS, decided to go to 30 minutes of news, and people said that, said that it'll never work. And, now we have people watching multiple news channels and formats 24/7. And so it's harder to shut off from that world. it's hard not to be distracted by images. But when it all comes down to is, as Mary understood, that Jesus tried to explain to Martha that Mary chose the better portion, that she was paying attention to what really needed to be paid attention to. Yes, dinner is important. Somebody needs to clean the pots. But sometimes what it is that Christ is calling us to trumps all that. So my brothers and sisters, in this world that seems to have gone mad, I hope that you don't shut yourselves off, that though you take your rest, you take your retreats, you take your prayers, that you remain aware, that you become willing to do what it is that God is calling you to, even if that means at times just to sit down and pray. I think right now the best thing we can do is pray. And then see what it is that God is calling us to do next.